Nation, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Couch because we got a great show for you today.
Wake up.
I know you got your hand in your pants. You're sleepy. We get it. But the Atlanta crew is going to join us a little bit later in the show. But first, we got to check in with our own LA crew. Of course, Chewy and Sherry. Frank's right there. I see him.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Heidi. Coming up, Heidi, I love games, and we are going to play a game where the loser will be crowned the Dish Nation Holiday Turkey. You don't want to miss that.
Ooh.
And later, Sharon Stone tells the truth about aging. But Frank, what you got first, bro?
Well, I know a lot of you are all spending the holidays with your families. We'll check this story out. John David Washington is a big star.
He's huge.
Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, he was in the movie Tenet. Mm-hmm. And he recently went back home to live with his father, Denzel.
Oh.
Yes, John David moved back in with his parents for a few months during the pandemic. A lot of people did that.
Oh, fun.
And he stayed in his old room.
I couldn't have done that. My mom, as soon as I drove the car away to move to go to college, my mom's like, it's going to be my office now. I'm like, well, you can still see my taillights.
I've seen Denzel's house. He has an office. He doesn't have to transfer his kids' rooms into his office or his workout studio. He's got that. Well, he stayed in his old room. When asked if he had to do any chores while he was home, like it's the good old days of chores as a kid, he says, there was a chore or two. My chore was to make sure I'm down for dinner in time.
Oh, well, he got it good.
But then he fessed up saying, well, how about cooking? I earned my keep that way. So, Sherry, I got to ask
you. That's nice.
You think the first part is the truth, and he just added the whole cooking part to make it sound like he was doing something?
You know, I have to say, Frank, I have heard that Pauletta Washington is a mean cook. So I find it hard to believe that John David does not know how to cook. So I absolutely believe he got down and threw down in the kitchen. Although when you're a boy, you want your mama to cook.
I can also cook, too. I actually own a mini muffin tin. Now, that's how you know a guy can really cook, if he owns a mini muffin tin.
How many times have you used that mini muffin tin, Frank?
I used it one time to make mushroom crustatas.
Yes, when you were trying to get laid, and then that worked, and you never made them again.
And it worked.
All right, we love Beyonce. She is Queen Bee, and her fans are the Beehive. But nobody loves her more than her mama, Tina Lawson. Tina shared this meme on Instagram featuring creators Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter's Jack Dorsey, and Apple's founder, the late Steve Jobs. But below them is Tina's picture with the words, "Bitch, please, I made Beyonce." Woo!
Oh, damn!
Okay.
Okay, Miss Tina.
Yes.
Now, before you start thinking Tina's gone off the rails, she did add that she has met Jack Dorsey, and he epitomizes the scripture, to those much is given, much is required. So, Heidi, now do you think, you know, when Tina posts memes like this, like, bitch, I made Beyonce and all about Beyonce, you think Beyonce's sister Solange might get a little jealous seeing her mom post so much?
Well, I can tell you this, Sherry, if I'm Tina, I'm not getting a damn elevator with Solange after that. No, sir, I'm not getting in there.
All right.
When you have one sibling that's just uber famous and one that's not as famous, it's a little bit like, you know that Tina loves both of them the same, but, you know, we just know Beyonce, you know, she's got her own beehive. So that's always a little difficult. You always hear about that sibling rivalry.
See, as famous as I could get, and I'm not that famous, but, you know, I'm a little bit. But to my mom, I haven't given her a grandbaby. So I have a brother who gave her a grandkid. So at the end of the day, he wins.
Right.
No matter what I do, he made her a grandma.
One time we were at Thanksgiving, and my father was praying. He said the big prayer, and he was like, Lord, bless my daughter, Sherry, because Sherry just out there doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. And my two sisters were like, what about us? It was awful.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
All right, we always hear about athletes and their superstitions, right, guys?
Yeah,
things they do and don't do when it comes to their sport. Well, NFL superstar Tom Brady was recently asked if he makes love to his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, on game day. And he said, and I quote, oh, man, that's probably off the table. I wouldn't say it's never happened, but I don't think that'd be the moment. That wouldn't be my pregame warm-up. Okay, Tom Brady. All right, all right. Yo, Frank, if you were married to Gisele, would it ever not be the moment to knock some boots?
You know, it's odd that you asked me that question because Gisele Bündchen is actually my safe word during sex. Gisele Bündchen.
Okay.
I didn't realize.
Oh yeah, I shout that often.
To be peaches.
It brings everything to a crashing halt, Frank, when you say Gisele Bündchen.
Scream it out. Stop right now, Gisele
Bündchen. Bündchen.
It just stops.
I mean, you don't. If you're doing it right, sex is what I'm talking about. If you're doing it right, you are woozy, sleepy, jelly-like.
You want a cuddle. You want a spoon.
You're just like, oh, I'm
beat
whooped.
Up.
You're not going to feel like, yeah, let's go. You know, if you're doing it, getting done right, you are ready to lay there like a puddle.
Usually if you're a guy, but I mean, usually the women I have sex with want to get up and clean the house. That's why I keep them around. Sherry, you've been on Broadway. Before you go on stage to do a live performance, an entire show, would you like be more relaxed if you had sex before you went on stage, or we want to have sex after the performance?
You know what? Actually, Frank, that's such a great question. The sex after the performance is the best. After you have like an amazing night, you got that adrenaline running, you're horny. Before you go on Broadway, you do not want to have sex because you feel like lethargic. Like,
after, while you're still holding all your bouquets they threw on stage.
Thank you. We're gonna have flower sex. All right, well, I don't know about you guys, but I love hearing about actors and actresses researching their roles. And Frances McDormand, she's pretty down to earth, especially for a 2-time Oscar winner. Well, she's doing a movie that's called Nomadland, and she's shooting the movie in Nebraska. And while she was on location there in Nebraska, she went shopping at Target, Frances McDormand, just to see.
Yes.
She could just blend in. Like, let me just see if I can blend in with the people. And she blended in so well that somebody from Target asked her if she wanted a job application.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, would you be interested in a job application working here with us for Target?
What, was she wearing khaki pants and a red polo?
Yeah,
she already had the outfit.
But that you're wandering around Target and they look at you and go, we got to give this girl a job because it's just life ain't good. That's terrible.
Now, she is kind of kooky, though, Sherry and Chewy. So does it surprise you?
Absolutely not. I think she fits the role. I think that'd be her. I think she'd get a third Oscar nomination or a third win for working at Target because, you know, she would knock it out of the park, man. And I could totally see her in the red shirt or red vest. Yeah. So I think she would blend in perfectly. And it just makes perfect sense. I would love to run into Frances McDormand in a Target. I think I would scream because that's one of my favorite actresses of all time. So, yeah, I think she blended perfectly. It'd be fun.
Well, I don't know what it is about my face, but no matter what store I'm in, it doesn't matter. It could be Target. It could be any store. And people always go, hi, excuse me. I have a quick question. I'm like, okay. I'll answer if I know it. But
me
I go,
too.
I just, you know, I don't work here.
Where are you at? A Halloween costume shop? One of those pop-ups in Old Circuit Cities?
No. I'm so with you, Heidi. I get confused for a sales clerk all the time. And you know what I tell them when they go,
I do too.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yeah, how much are these? I go, they're free. They're free. Just take what you want.
Yeah.
For
take
you, you are customer number 500.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's the best.
All right, up next, we're playing a Turkey Day game you're not going to want to miss. That's coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
what's up? We're going to play a Dish Nation favorite. It's called Flip the Script. So here's how it will work.
Ooh.
I'm going to say a famous movie line, and you have to finish it. You can't say the line in your voice. You have to become the character and really get into it. So it's almost like you're auditioning for the part, all right? Y'all ready to audition?
Oh, man.
Yep, yep.
Okay, here we go. Each of you should make a buzzer sound with your mouth if you know the answer. The loser will be crowned Dish Nation's holiday turkey. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
The first movie line is from a black cinema classic, What's Love Got to Do with It? Here is the line. Bring that cake over here. Oh, anime, come on. This cake is real good.
I got it.
All right, what you say, Portia? That's it. Well, Gary, I'm sorry. We didn't hear your buzzer. You got to work on what's coming out of your mouth a little bit more, and you'll get it next time.
Okay, rather than what goes.
Congratulations, Portia. All right, so here's the next line from one of everyone's favorite movies, Forrest Gump. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. Chewy?
You never know what you're going to get.
Yay, Chewy. got the point, baby. Chewy.
We play every game we play. Portia got a problem with my answers.
Portia got your ass. Portia and Chewy are tied with 1 point. Moving on. The next line is from the movie Taken with Liam Neeson. Ooh. Are you guys ready? This is a hard one. You ready?
Yep.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't.
Is that the Western version of this movie?
I know Head Crack got this. I know Head Crack got this.
I am a man with a very particular set of skills.
Yes. Ooh, you gotta keep going.
No.
You gotta keep going.
That's not it.
I got you. Can I go? Can I go now?
What is it, Chewy?
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yay, Chewy! Yes,
that's it.
That was well done.
Chewy got 2 points, Portia got 1 point. Okay, this is a funny line. It's from my twin, Octavia Spencer's movie, The Help. Here is some of Miss Millie's pie. This is a special pie. I think Portia got it first.
You can eat my
Portia, you got it. You got the point, Portia.
No.
Wow.
No. She didn't get it.
Right.
We gotta take it away from Portia. Brett, here is the last one. Now remember, the loser becomes Dish Nation's holiday turkey. The correct answer for this one will give you 2 extra points. So get ready, y'all.
Ooh. Oh my God.
All right, here we go. Chris Tucker gave us this famous line in Rush Hour. I'm Detective Carter. Please tell me you speak English.
Oh, I got
What's
it.
What's the answer? All right, with the parade. Go ahead, Portia.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, my God. Did she get this right,
what?
Yo?
Portia.
Yeah, that sure is.
You got 2 extra points, which means you have 3 points to choose two. Portia is the winner. Portia won, but you know what, Gary? You had the least amount of points, so you have been crowned. Aren't you excited? You are crowned Dish Nation Holiday Turkey. So, Gary, please do us the honors of teasing us out.
Yay!
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All right,
Gary.
Coming up, honey, we have more Dish Nation after the break, Sherry, so stay right here. Gobble, gobble.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Actress Vanessa Marcil had to set an online troll straight about how she really feels about her ex-fiancé, Brian Austin Green, because Vanessa shared this picture. It was a throwback picture of where she was on 9/11,
wow.
And she was there
beautiful.
With her man then, Brian Austin Green, who she was very clearly pregnant in this picture.
Beautiful.
Now, one fan wrote, I think you still love Brian Austin Green. Vanessa replied, and I'll summarize because there was a lot. She said, I was never in love with him, but I'm very proud of the fact that my son loves his dad unconditionally and has chosen to forgive.
Yikes.
So, Frank, do you think that she needed to explain that she was never in love with somebody? I mean, you had a baby with somebody, and now she's publicly going, oh, I was never in love with him.
She's lying. Women do not have babies with men they're not in love with.
If it was a
one-nighter thing, it was a fun mistake, then you know what? We'll do other things.
But they were together.
That's what I'm saying. So sort of say I was never in love with them. Yeah, you only have kids with guys you're in love with, right, Sherry?
Yeah, it's supposed to be that way. That's the way
Now, Sherry, would you ever post a picture with an ex?
I've done pictures for Father's Day, Heidi, where I posted Jeffrey and his dad. And I think that's what she did. She separated the two. Like, you know, my son is back in his father's life. Everything is great. That's a little bit weird, though, to say I was never in love with him. I don't know if still some
never
of the bitterness. Because you can tell I still got a little bitterness. So it feels like a little bit of bitterness is still creeping in.
Just
I'm not
little.
Sure.
Of all the pictures, I bet if you went back to your own phone, your own photographs, you went to 2011, you'd be able to find many, many pictures.
Okay, well, you don't want to see the picture of me when I was at the club twerking. That's just like, come on now.
I want to see that. I want to see that.
All right, moving on. You know what? I think that Steve Martin has found a way for us to feel like celebrities again. So Steve tweeted this picture with the caption, I always wear a mask when I go outside, but something about it was leaving me anxious and unsettled. I thought about the problem, addressed it, and here is the solution.
Celebrities want to be recognized even when they act like they don't. They're like, oh, I can't even go anywhere without people stopping me. But you know you want to be stopped, celebrities. Come on.
I thought it was Anderson Cooper for like 2 seconds. I was like, is that Anderson Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. You think it's somebody else. And so I love the fact that he owned it. He's like, I need the attention. I miss the attention. So I'm going to let you know it's me. Absolutely. I love it. Oh, Chewy, you know what? I think that this is a brilliant idea. So if you were to do this, Chewy, which celebrity's name would you put on the board?
Oh, this is good.
I don't know. Maybe I would put either DJ Khaled or Brad Pitt. I don't know which one.
You may go with Khaled. That may be a little more believable.
I think those are all great. You know what I just do? I wouldn't even put a board on. You know, when I'm at a restaurant and I'm like feeling like I need the attention, I take the freaking mask off. I'm like, hey, here I am. It, I always end up crying because they always say Octavia Spencer. They go Octavia Spencer. It never works.
Well, coming up, find out how Sharon Stone really feels about aging. That story after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, guys. Sharon Stone believed that the slogan that looks don't matter is one big fat stupid lie. Yes, y'all. In a recent interview, she explained that looks actually do matter, but as she gets older, she will not let it define her. She said, you don't have to stay a beautiful girl forever, and we really have to start dealing with the fact that it's cool to be a grown-up and intelligent woman. She even added that if your partner can't understand that, then they're not an adult, and you should not be with them.
Hello.
Ooh, that's grown woman talk. Like that. I love it. Hello.
And she's looking good for her age, too.
Okay, now
Sharon.
I am 39, right? I've taken on the belief I want to look as good as I can look for 40.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I believe everybody should want to look as good as you can look for your age. Mm. It's not about looking young.
Yes.
Just look healthy at your age. Like, look at her.
Age
she's 62. Age appropriate. You can still dress sexy, but still, just look good for you.
I am so with you, Portia. I feel like if you feel good inside, like I can always tell a person by the way they look, how they feel inside. If you feel good inside, really go for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I feel like I have earned every roadmap on my breast. I have life experience.
Girl.
So if you're not willing to go down the journey of the different trails on my breast, gone. But Gary, I would just say this. If there was one thing that you could fix on your body, Gary, just to make it perfect, what would it be?
My fat back. I got a fat back. And there's too much fat in my back. If they could take this fat and transfer it to my butt, because I got a long butt. If they could
transfer it to your legs.
Oh, yes, boy, to my damn legs.
You got to work out.
If they could transfer it to my leg.
It's too much.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.